May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
In the end, it happened just as Jesus had predicted. Of course, you don't really need to have divine power or divine knowledge to know that when you challenge the powers of fear, they are likely to react violently. It is a long-established pattern in our world that when somebody wishes to challenge the status quo, when someone wishes to challenge the power that is held by a few, for the establishment of something more amazing, that the world has a tendency, and those in power frequently react violently to quash the threat. It came certainly as no surprise. But maybe it did come as a disappointment, at least to Jesus' disciples. Peter arrived at the garden apparently carrying a sword. Peter knew what was likely to happen next just as well as anybody else. He arrived carrying a sword. Yes, he knew Jesus had talked about a kingdom in which violence was not met with violence. He knew Jesus had said that, I give you a new law. I know that you've heard in the past it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you this. Love your enemies and pray for you, those who persecute you. He knew Jesus had talked about a different way of being the kingdom of God. He knew Jesus had talked about the kingdom of God, this kind of peaceful kingdom where there was justice and peace and joy for all, where those who had been oppressed and held down would be lifted up, but not at the expense, not through violence. He knew Jesus had been talking about that. But hey, don't we all say those kinds of things? It's a vision, right? Metaphor. Someday it's going to be like this. Someday, finally, those of authority will stop responding with violence. It's a metaphor, right? We've got to protect ourselves. When somebody attacks you, you have to fight back. You have to hit back harder. That's how we bring about change. That's how it works. So Peter arrives with a sword. But it appears Jesus really had meant all that about this is the way the kingdom of God was going to come. Not by a sword, not by an army, not by power against power, but power defeated by love. Not violence again defeated by violence, but violence defeated by peace and acceptance and patience and a willingness to suffer and a trust in the power of God. I can imagine Peter might have felt more than a little bit resentful of Jesus that night. After all, wasn't Jesus the one who was finally going to put a stop to this? I mean, this was a guy who can quiet the wind and the waves, who can feed 5,000 people with just a bit of fish and a little bit of bread. Surely Jesus has the power to protect himself, to protect his friends. And isn't that how it's supposed to work? That we use our power to protect those we love? But that's not what Jesus knew God was doing. Jesus had meant it when he said God was doing a new thing. When he said that there was more going on here, that God's power was going to be made visible in ways that nobody had yet imagined. He knew what Paul would later talk about God's power being made visible in weakness. at least weakness the way the world counted it. Jesus knew that God's kingdom was drawing near, and that kingdom could not be brought about by meeting violence with violence. It could not be brought about by meeting power with power, because when you do those things, all you ever do is beget more violence. All you ever do is, when you trample down the powerful, is create a new generation to rise up and trample those who now hold power. The endless cycle of violence that begets violence. Jesus knew that playing by the world's rules wasn't going to bring about the kingdom of God. And he was willing to make the sacrifice that might make that kingdom possible. He was willing to offer himself, to turn the other cheek, to go 2 miles, to offer his coat as well. Not an eye for an eye, but a life offered as a sacrifice for many. Jesus said no to the cycle of violence. No wonder Peter denied him. Peter had to find his own set of safety, didn't he? Death came to Jesus. It ended exactly the way Jesus said it would. But it didn't.